This is KCUR 89.3. Known as Kansas City's oldest black-owned grocery store, Leon's Thriftway closed its doors this past Saturday after 51 years in business. KCUR's Michelle Tyrene Johnson reports on what the closing means to the local community and how it widens the food desert in Kansas City's east side. She stopped by during Leon's last few days of operation.
$2.25 with a discount, $17.80.
Customer Willa Sutton knows the store so well, she zips quickly up the aisles, picking up a few items from increasingly empty shelves. She shopped there 2 to 3 times a week since the store first opened.
Oh yeah, I go to other stores, but this is a favorite one, because I can always find what I need right here.
Pig's ears and pig's feet, for example, are among the delicacies that she could always find at Leon's.
I've always loved to come here. I'm going to miss it very much.
Sutton will now have to get her groceries further away from the weathered Seven Oaks strip mall on East 39th Street where Leon's was located. Leon Stapleton, the store's owner, is 93. He says it was time to let it go.
It's part of my life right now, but we just can't make ends meet anymore.
Before opening his own grocery store, Stapleton had already been in the grocery business for 20 years. He says he was proud to be the first black person hired in Kansas City by Safeway 71 years ago. He opened his own store in 1968 on the heels of the assassination of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Leon's son, Vernon Stapleton, says that wasn't coincidental.
After the riots, they allowed blacks to get SBA loans to get in business, where it probably wouldn't happen had Martin Luther King not got killed. So that was my father's opportunity, him and my mother, to get a loan to get this, and that's where it started.
Leon Stapleton believes his is the last black-owned grocery store in the country, and he has a theory on why so many have gone under.
You want me to tell you the truth? No support.
Vernon Stapleton agrees with his father. He'd taken over day-to-day operations of the store.
You got to have what everybody young from 25 to 45, that's the age group that you're targeting to be your customers. Older people love this store, but younger people want bigger, modern food, you know, and all the stuff that goes with in the 2000s.
The store was rented but not owned by the Stapleton family, and no updates had happened since 1980. It's an old-fashioned place with no fresh seafood or prepared food you can buy to just eat on the spot.
It's like from that 70s show or something. It needs to be redone, reimagined, whatever. A whole lot of re's in there.
Vernon Stapleton, now 62, says he worked in the store his entire life. Though he'll continue operating the liquor store next door, the closing of Leon's Thriftway is more personal.
My daddy had 7 kids, and all of us, this was our first job.
Even though Vernon acknowledges that Leon's Thriftway failed to provide options that newer stores have, he sees how the closing creates a hole in many other ways.
A lot of black people don't use banks for some reason. They would rather come pay a small fee for a check cashing service, pay their lights, gas, and water here. It's a one-stop shop.
Vernon Stapleton says Leon's Thriftway served as a general store, especially for those who didn't have cars. Beth Lowe Smith with the Greater KC Food Policy Coalition says that transportation piece is part of why the closing of this store is concerning.
The further from a store that one lives, the more challenging it can become to access it, particularly for people who don't have reliable transportation of their own.
Tony Ross says he's been coming to the store most of his life, and the closing is also about losing a community foothold.
We need to keep black business-owned stores in our own neighborhood.
Vernon Stapleton hopes he can find the capital to buy the whole strip mall and come back with a store that can compete with bigger, newer, more up-to-date stores.
I don't have any quit in me, and nor do my sisters, daughter, even my father.
KCR 89.3, I'm Michelle Tyrene Johnson.